Righto, from JMO Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Oh, I see some life here. Not huge amounts, but just a little bit, so we'll take that, shall we?
Yeah, we got some local data yesterday, so we can add some sort of broader macro colour to the company reporting we've been immersed in all week. So after hearing how local business has been getting on, what about the broader business community? Unfortunately, our good friends at ANZ survey that community every month, which is the ANZ Business Outlook, released yesterday. This is for August. Now, over the course of August, you did get that RBNZ announcement on the OCR. So you got a lower endpoint for the OCR. So you got to factor that into the responses in the survey. So did the responses change after that? And there's some limited evidence of that. At the headline, business confidence lifted 2 points to 49.7. So in the grand tradition of the Mike Hosking show, we'll round that up to 50. That means 50% of respondents expecting better business conditions. Confidence has come back. That confidence has come back a little from recent highs, but it's still historically at pretty robust levels. There's no problem with where business thinks we're going. The issue has been aligning that with current activity. Now, expected own activity fell 2 points to 39, so nothing significantly changed there. It is mixed across sectors, and interestingly, the agri sector just coming off the boil a little bit. Now, the indicator has the best correlation to GDP, past own activity. So what's actually happened with respondents' own business, that fell 5 points to plus one. So it's well below where expectations are. Now, past employment up one, minus 12 actually in total. In other words, still indicating a very soggy labour market. And in that sort of own past activity, retail, construction, manufacturing, still problematic sectors there. Good news for the RBNZ in that inflation indicators fell. So inflation indicators are well anchored. That's what they want. Residential construction was one of the places where the confidence picked up
good
in the late month numbers, you know, after the RBNZ cut. Look, my takeaway on this, nothing in this survey suggests the RBNZ shouldn't have signalled the lower official cash rate target. I don't think, you know, 50 basis points in interest rates, it's not material really compared to the big move we've seen, but we needed that confidence fire starter.
Exactly.
And this survey, I think, supports that. Look, it's still painfully evident there's major differences between sectors, but we know that already as well.
What about jobs?
Yeah, so this is that soggy employment market. Yesterday, Stats New Zealand released monthly employment indicators. This is filled jobs for July. So across all industries, it rose 0.2%. And out of interest, there are now 2.35 million filled jobs in New Zealand, if you want the actual number. The increase in July, 5,503. Look, Mike, we're still looking for a trend in this data series. Like we know from that recent big quarterly data dump, you know, the Household Labour Force survey, that once you looked under the hood, the data was pretty weak. Now, filled jobs data tends to sort of print to be released and then it gets revised a little lower. That's the kind of what we've seen recently. So 0.2 may be expected to get revised at 0.1. Now, the glass half full interpretation here is to say that the filled jobs data is stabilizing. Because if you look at the annual change, we're actually 0.8% lower than we were a year ago. So in that context, stable is an improvement. June was revised lower to 0.1%. The July gains came from those areas. This is interesting, actually, from areas influenced heavily by the public sector.
Yeah.
Private sector revealed, guess what, weakness in construction. But also, for the glass half full people out there, we've had two consecutive months of gains in this data series, and we haven't seen that for almost 2 years. So, look, it's not a trend yet. But it's a good sign.
Okay. Work me through NVIDIA given their China problems. Do we look through that or what do we make of all of them?
Well, market seems to be looking through it. So, you know, this is after we spoke yesterday, the result came out. You know, the world's biggest company by market capitalization, $4.36 trillion. Yeah, it's all about data centers, Mike. $41.1 billion for the revenue from data centers, marginally below expectations, which were at 41.3. But at the top line, revenue 46.7 versus 46.2. So at the top line, beat the expectations. The one little issue here was that the market's got a bit frothy on it.
Yeah.
So they're expecting that revenue for the next quarter was going to be 56 billion, came in at 54. But actually, if you look at the market overnight, they've looked through it and they've got over it. It's still going gangbusters and the AI theme's still very much evident.
Numbers, please.
So in that light of that, in light of that GDP number, the Dow Jones is flat, 45,564. The S&P 500, though, in positive territory, up 0.25%, 6,497. And the NASDAQ, post the NVIDIA result, is up 0.56% as we look at it. That's 121 points, 21,711. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 0.4%, 9,216. The Nikkei was up 0.75%, 42,829, the close there. And the Shanghai Composite, been quite volatile this week, up another 1%. That's 43 points, 3843. The Aussies yesterday gained 0.22%, 8979, the close. And the NZX 50 up 41 points, 0.32, 12,903. Currencies, Kiwi dollar getting a little bit stronger. That's weaker US coming into play, 0.5888 against the US, 0.9010 against the Aussie, 0.5037 euro, 0.4355 pounds, 86.44 Japanese yen. Gold gone up, $3,418. Brent crude, $67.90.
Have a most excellent weekend. We'll see you next week. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.